wonderful time of the year. What wonderful time to be together. This morning I thought I would just kind of... When you get older, you know, I'm getting my age. You begin to kind of reminisce a lot. If you're in much future, there's a lot of past. And I like sometimes to just stop and think about all of the good things that have happened. The blessings that God has given, good times together. How are you this way? Do you find that Christmas time is kind of a time to think about the good things that have happened and fun things, the times together? How many of you find that to be so for you? I just really find it great. I have a lot of memories, and some of the best memories I have, or at least the ones that kind of come up a lot, are those times when I was together, when we were together over the years. And you think about the past and the wonderful events and things that have happened. I thought this morning it might be interesting to just take a few moments here. Maybe you have some treasured memories that you'd like to just mention and share with us. Is there anyone here, how many here would less like to share something? What has happened in your life? What are some of the times that you can think of? I think of the times sitting by the Christmas tree as a little kid, you know, getting up in the morning. I think of the times we took our musical instruments and things and went across the street up here and to other houses in the neighborhood and played and sang. Any of you were there? Remember that? Okay, some of us have done that. Over the years, those were really nice. What other things? Yeah, talk real loud. I'm deaf of the post.
I said that was really special when we did that because we went over to ice.
Yeah. That was great. It was fun. We went up there and sang. And we've done that to a lot of places. Remember, we even took the bus, didn't we? And went down and sang to some of the folks, different places. Yes. Uh-huh. What other special things have happened to you? You can remember when you were young, maybe, and... Yes.
I had two brothers and sisters on December 23rd and December 24th, the time when I had Christmas.
Okay. A lot of my memories center around my... I got married on the 23rd of December. That was yesterday. And it's always been a good time over the years. Any of you others? Family gathering together? Eating together?
I always
ask for his phone,
and all of my dad would have to
carry me up to the Christmas cards, greetings, everybody, you know, people remembering each other, and the little kids, when they get together and we have these Christmas programs. Remember those? Any of you were in those?
Remember when I was a kid, I wanted to get a gift. So I saved up for a good couple of months. I got handhelds and Wolverine. year you get a hand towel, next year you get potpourri. You know, it just go back and forth. So if you knew you got potpourri one year, it's going to be a hand towel the next year, you're going to be
okay. Yeah, we did a lot of fun things. The hot chocolate. Did you ever string popcorn together, colored, maybe, and string it together to make... We didn't have a lot of ornaments, and a lot of times we would make chains. At school, we used to do that a lot, make chains, you know, for the Christmas tree. And then going out and cutting the Christmas tree was a great thing. We used to go out on the burns near Coos Bay, and we'd just we'd take an axe and go out there and find a tree someplace. It was nice looking, and bring it home. Now, I remember one time over here, we didn't have any way of getting a tree, and we were too poor to buy one. When we lived on 4th Avenue, when we first came to town, we went out in the lot next door. It was just a lot. Nobody was there or anything. They didn't have any house or anything. And we cut us an old, bad-looking tree, but it was our Christmas tree. And then one time we got one of these, we were coming back from Eastern Washington, we got one of these tumbleweeds, sprayed it with foam, and put bells and different things on it for a Christmas tree. Helen probably remembers a lot of that stuff better than I do, and she'd probably correct me if she was up here. Okay, anything else? Smell of nice food, the turkey cooking, the bread cooking. People don't make bread very much anymore, but that used to be pretty nice. Smell the bread and the cakes, the oven. Anything else?
There was one year a good brother of mine challenged me to go out and
go out and help somebody else. And what did you do? Go to a...
What we're doing it tomorrow.
A what?
We're doing it tomorrow.
You do it tomorrow?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, well. All right. But we used to... We've done that, too, in the past, haven't we? We had things down here at the church or... And invited people over, things. Okay, what else?
I remember growing up, my family had this lens truck that went around the bottom of the tree. Every year I'd get Hot Wheels and I'd put them on there and I'd play for hours and sit in the
I remember getting a train set. We used to have train sets. I don't really see them anymore. We used to have train sets with tracks and things like that, and we ran around the tree, and on Christmas morning, they had that thing all set up for us, and then you'd come in there and turn the thing on and watch the trains go around. And we used to have, these old candle lights many, many years ago. Have you ever seen them? Where they actually were real candles that clipped on the tree. And then they'd have birds that clipped on the tree, things like that. So those go way back, too. But I always remember going over to Grandma's house and being there on Christmas. And she had all kinds of stuff over the tree. Some kind of, they call it angel hair or something like that. Have you ever seen that? Some of the older people have seen it. You don't see it anymore. I don't know why. Probably something wrong with it. Makes a mess, that's true. You never use it the second year. Yeah. Anything else?
My mother would take the old lead pencil and she'd carefully place it on each branch. It'd take her hours and hours to put the lead pencil on and then it
would yeah.
She would take it back off.
Yeah, right.
And wrap it up and save it because it was so expensive and you couldn't find it.
Right. We used to have that. Little strings of tinsel hanging all down the tree, yeah. Anything else?
I have a picture of when Evan was about five or six at Christmas. He was opening up his gifts, and one of his gifts was like a pair of jeans. And he had a big frown on his face. And then after that, we rolled a new bicycle in the living room. I got a picture of that, and his eyes were just...
Yeah, sometimes the gifts had to be practical when we were, many years ago when I was a kid, you know, it was during the Depression, and the kid, things had to be practical, and so you got clothes and shoes and stuff like that for school. Anything else?
I remember, like, me and my sister, we got up so early in the morning, like 5:30 in the morning, probably even earlier, and
while we were allowed to open up our stockings.
And my dad, we'd all just bug him, every hour, can we get up? He's like, we had to wait until he got up before we could open our actual presents, so we bug him till 9:00 and we'd get up.
We had a kind of a tradition that you didn't open your presents until the morning, till Christmas morning. And the kids were always pushing real hard. I remember James one year, he said to one of his brothers, sisters, or somebody, anyway, said, "I got plans." And the next morning, he got way up early and opened his presents. He had them all open when we got up. "I got plans." Christmas is a fun time.
I remember when My Little Ponies came out. My brother was convinced that it was actually My Little Pony. So all, nothing for Christmas, but I want a My Little Pony. So my parents know better, but my cousin didn't. So he actually buys them a My Little Pony, And then he just finally opens up the package, and you can imagine how disheartened he was. Wasn't it like a little pink pony? He expected some kind of superhero.
Anybody back there? Tell us.
When I was a kid, we used to have a Christmas in my local place in Bellingham. And my aunt was a bakery of Burndale. And she spent 3 days cooking everything you could possibly imagine. And we get to that house at night, and we drive down the street and we need to start selling cinnamon rolls.
Yeah.
And that house said there was more people in that house than I think it was possible to get. And it's like that for about 10 years.
People are always knocking Christmas, but I just really have enjoyed the good times and the good food, and that's especially, and being together, just lots of neat memories. And yes,
inner
tubing about that time of year, oh yeah.
Mom
was going
to come back.
Oh, yeah.
It was so fun, but until she was
dead. We even...
And then we got a sled. Me and Mom on it. And we went to go all the way down the driveway. And go right into the driveway.
I can see that.
She got on the energy fire. She got on the energy fire itself. And she hit the
floor. We used to... We used to take long at that time of the year. Long about that time of the year, we used to go up to the mountains and inner tube, and and we had some great times. And I think Judy was along there a few times, and so were a lot of others. Okay, anyone else have anything, any kind of treasure they'd like to share? Good. Lots of fun. Yes? Keith?
I remember finding the gold.
So many memories. Well, I have a few things I'm going to just... Sorry, I missed one. Stand up. You know, it's really great. I just really like Christmas time. Sometimes just kind of sit, maybe have a little bit of music on, you know, and watch, turn all the lights off except the Christmas tree lights, and just kind of think about things. You ever have any tears come to your eyes? Kind of get soft-hearted and remember those days. Things great. I have a few pictures here I'm just going to share. They aren't all just exactly Christmas remembrance, but I thought it might just be fun while we're doing a little remembering here. So, Christmas memories. Of course, here's the place where we started, the first building that we had, the old building, before we fixed it up and did other things to it. And this is inside of it. And you can see back there in the back, you can see Darrell Chase Sr. holding probably Lynette. It must have been Lynette that time. And Carolyn, see back there. There's Darrell Wallace over there, Gene Bolton, and Darrell, Mary Linda, and Helen is on the right hand side there. And then there's Dwayne Faulkner, his family, Dwayne and can't remember his wife's name now. Thank you. And so it's quite a few different people. Mother Bolton, that's a long time ago. This is probably about 1958, somewhere in there probably. And Janet Wiedemann, there in the center. There's Carolyn and Darrell. That? And guess who? There's Roxanne and Barbara and Janet, and there's that, some of that inner tubing you're talking about. We had some fun times. I remember Helen doing something similar to what you're talking about. She went down the other side of this hill. It was a steeper one and shorter. And she went down on an inner tube, and it went down, and she hit something, and it went right up in the air. And she separated from the inner tube and came down. Wham! She hit on the ground. She laid there, and she said, "Don't come down here." So we had a lot of good times. Once in a while, we were pretty fortunate not to have very many broken bones. There was one, I remember. Anyway, and this is by the old house over there. We had a place where we had a fire burning, and we had a service one evening out under the apple trees. Gene Bolton standing there, and Helen and Bonnie, and of course this is the Three Musketeers. And I don't know who that is. And there's some of the kids, it looks like at Christmas time, doing some kind of a play. And I don't know who's that tall guy on the right hand side there? Anybody recognize him? Yeah, good old Ben. He's here tonight. Or today, this morning. There's Al. He used to handle our equipment when there was just a little board. Al Ship. This is when we all went up to, I think it was the time we were going to have turn the lights on or something. At least we went up there to, I'm pretty sure it was the time we were going to turn the lights on up at, where's that place? Okay, you know where it is. I can never remember names. Oh, look at that. Yeah. And here's one of my favorite pictures. There's Jerry jumping rope. And who's that other one jumping rope there? Looks like Judy to me. And then this is her best of all. That's a classic. I'd like to show that one always. That's Shirley and Ralph jumping rope. Caught them both in the air.
Shirley's getting some air there.
What?
Shirley's getting some air there.
Yeah, right. Getting some flight time. And here's another Christmas scene. This is at the coffee house. And they're singing, that was back in the days when we had the coffee house. And guess who? One of our wonderful weddings that's lasted a long, long time and been very productive. Hey, if we can't win them, we'll grow them. And I like this wedding. I just thought this picture is so nice, I had to include it. I don't know what they're drinking there, but it looks like they're enjoying it. And here's two happy people, contented, and wonderful. It's a wonderful life. And that's what this next picture is about. If you'll notice on the television set there, we just happened to take this picture when a program was on. It was called Love of Life. And I always thought that was a kind of a classic. Here we are enjoying our lives together. This is at the little old house on 4th Avenue Southwest. That's way, way back in many years ago. And these kids are all little. And while we're thinking about reminiscing a little bit, the most important thing that I can remember are those times and the things involving the Lord and the message and the greetings and what started this whole thing. Luke 2:1 says, and it came to pass in those days that there went out a decree from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be taxed. And this taxing was first made when Cyrenius was governor of Syria. And all went to be taxed, every one into his own city. And Joseph also went up from Galilee out of the city of Nazareth and Judea in the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house of the lineage of David, to be taxed with Mary, his espoused wife, being great with child. And so it was that while they were there, the days were accomplished that she should be delivered. And she brought forth her firstborn son and wrapped him in swaddling clothes, laid him in the manger, because there was no room for them in the inn. And they were in the same country, shepherds, abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were sore afraid. And the angel said unto them, Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And it shall be a sign unto you, you shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. Suddenly there was with the angels a multitude of heavenly hosts praising God and saying, Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men. Let's all be standing and sing our song of invitation or a song of closing, Silent Night. I always like this song because it just keeps bringing back to me the importance of that great event that took place. Silent Night, Holy Night, all is calm, all is bright. Round yon virgin, mother and child, holy infant, so tender and mild. Sleep in heavenly peace. Sleep in heavenly peace.